Imagine being taken a prisoner of war, not once, but twice. And while you were away from home, the opposing army used your house to treat their wounded soldiers. It was real life here in Spring Hill, Tennessee. Remember, you can follow our program and get the latest updates on Facebook and Twitter, as well as hear full-length interviews on the Scenic Route, all online at AmericanCountryside.com.
It all starts with a seed. Wilcross soybeans will work on your farm. Understanding the challenges of each changing year, Wilcross is working with you to deliver new products, new solutions, and new opportunities. With Roundup Ready 1, Roundup Ready 2, Liberty Link, and conventional seed options, we will help you find the product that fits the need of your farm. Product, good prices, good service. Wilcross Seed. You can visit us at wilcrossseed.com.
Nathaniel Chairs IV and his wife Susan built a large plantation home near Spring Hill, Tennessee. When the Civil War began, Nathaniel became a major in the Confederate Army.
He spent a good portion of the war, though, in prison. He was captured twice during the war at the Battle of Fort Donelson, in February of 1862.
Andrew Sheriff says Nathaniel spent 6 months in prison in Boston and was then released in exchange for Union prisoners. His freedom was short-lived.
Nathaniel got captured a second time outside of Memphis and was almost executed because he was gathering cattle for food for the army.
Union soldiers believed he was actually spying and were ready to execute him.
Luckily for Nathaniel, he was a Freemason, and so was the Union officer in charge of the execution. So he was sent to a prison instead in Columbus, Ohio.
Chairs remained in prison for much of the war. Meanwhile, his home back in Tennessee was in the thick of the fighting.
The house here was used as a hospital and headquarters for both armies, kind of on and off throughout the war. The house itself, it sits on a main road. And this area, during the Civil War, you had both armies kind of moving back and forth.
Chairs was pardoned by President Johnson after the war and eventually returned here to the home. Today, the Chairs estate, Ripa Villa Plantation, is open for visitors. Traveling the countryside in Spring Hill, Tennessee, I'm Andrew McCrae.